USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with no campaign events on Saturday. The former vice president will be in North Carolina on Sunday. Meanwhile, President Trump with a busy day of campaigning on Saturday, spending part of his day in Wisconsin and Michigan.
So what all of the lawless rioters and flag burners have in common is that they're desperate to try and have a victory. Ask yourself this question. Do you want to vote for the candidate supported by anti-American rioters, which he is? Or do you want to vote for the candidate supported by the heroes of law enforcement in virtually every industry?
The Supreme Court agreed to review a Trump administration effort to exclude illegal aliens from the 2020 census count that is used to decide congressional seats. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Employees of social media companies are encouraged to make political donations, and one nonprofit group has the breakdown. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations.
He was born in the USA, but Bruce Springsteen says if President Trump wins another term in office, he'll be on the next plane to Australia. Springsteen making the comments in an interview with Australia's Daily Telegraph. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A high priority for a Joe Biden White House would be to raise taxes on high-income Americans and push corporate tax rates up to 28% from 21%. As far as job creation, Biden, talking at a recent town hall, tells ABC News,
"In 4 years, Moody's Wall Street said I will create 18.6 million new jobs. The GDP will grow by $1 trillion more than it would under Trump."
Regarding Biden's claims, business and economics professor at King's College, Brian Brenberg, tells Fox News,
"Joe Biden likes to talk about certain aspects of his plan. He likes to not talk about some of the really critical aspects. So he loves to mention the Moody's study. What he doesn't mention is that Moody's has been wrong in some pretty big ways in the past, including about President Trump's own economic record. He also loves to talk about the fact that he wants to raise taxes on the wealthy. But he doesn't like to talk about what his tax hikes on corporations and businesses would mean for the average American. And the problem is, we never get an honest discussion about that."
The Butterball Turkey Hotline is getting ready for a different type of Thanksgiving this year. More people are staying home this year for the holidays due to the pandemic, creating more rookies baking turkeys. And hotline operators will be working from their homes. The Turkey Hotline going strong since 1981. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.